Okay. This was just to speak on humility. The question is anything what you feel is a reality? Are you subjected to your feelings, or are you subject yourself to the truth, to the fact? There's two approaches to life. There's a reality, which is a fact. If I like it, if I don't like it, I feel about it, I don't feel about it. But you view the fact, you bear to it, and that's it. You live by the truth, regardless of what you feel about it. Or you totally subject yourself to your feeling, and you are being captive in your feelings. Now, we know that for the biggest attribute, the biggest accomplishment, Moshe Rabbeinu was praised as Ish Moshe Onos Moed Mekonodah. From all the greatness of Moses, his biggest praise was he was the most humble person. Humility is the most biggest thing. The opposite of humility is arrogancy. The one who was the biggest victim of arrogancy, which was a very great man, fell totally, was Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, which was a very, very great man. So the Rambam wants to give us an example of freedom of choice, who you could become. Says every person could become a tzaddik, a righteous person as Moshe, and become as wicked as Yeravam ben Nevat. It's greater machtam, it's other people. But if you take the two characteristics of Moshe and Yeravam ben Nevat, it will be between humility and arrogance. Moshe was the most humble person. Yeravam ben Nevat, Chazal tell us, the Gemara tells the story, Hashem grabbed in his garment, says, please do tshuva. Imagine wants to make a vow tshuva. Shlem, if you do tshuva, you and I, and Ben David, and Yishai, King David, will netzal be Gan Eden. We three, we're going to be going together as a company in Gan Eden. Someone asks, who's going to be in touch, me or him? Because he's still in touch. Ben David is still in touch. He tells me, yes, I don't know. I just stay where I am in the dumps, and I'm sick. So, you see, what made him not to accept the invitation of tshuva is arrogancy. The question is, what is arrogance and what is humility? Is it a nature? See, if I was born arrogant, what can I do about it? If I was born humble, so what do I have to work on it? Either you're humble by nature or not. Obviously, it's something that you could master and get it. Question, how? We know there's people who by nature they are lazy. My nature delays it until the move, you know, it takes them, who knows what, until they get up, who knows what. They don't know what they have to do. They do exercise about it. What's the nature arrogant, nature humble? What do you do about it? The answer is as follows. So I will go to the point, it's a deep stuff. Question is, who runs the world? You or God? What is your answer? Who runs the world? What?
The
Rabbon Shalom. So who are you then? Then who are you? If God runs the world, so I'm leave me alone. I'm a fatalist. Whatever I am, God runs me, finish. If I made a sin, he made me to sin. If I did tshuva, he made me to do tshuva. What do you want to? Why should I be punished? What? Why should I be responsible? Why should I carry the load on my head? God, you run the world. The answer is, in the cockpit of a plane, of this big plane, which is the world, is a cockpit, and there's two steering wheels. Once it's God, once it's you. And we have to believe in both. We have to know both. And it's a contradiction. One hand, we have to know God runs the world. Who levado also is the master. On the other hand, God says, you run the world. You're responsible for everything. You got punished and rewarded. So how do you live this contradiction? And this is Judaism. Judaism is a confusing contradiction outlook. One hand, you have to know God runs the world. On the other hand, says God says, you run the world. But it's not a contradiction. Contradiction is when God says, you have to know these two opposites. You can either know God runs it, either I run it. Or you have to believe God runs it, or I believe I. But we have two faculties how to perceive things. One is knowledge, and one is belief. The man has knowledge, and the other thing is belief, which I don't know, which I accept to believe. And God gave us these two faculties in order shouldn't be a contradiction. We have to know that God runs the world. And that we know. We saw it. After they saw the God, you have been shown to know, we know. But if you know the God answers, who are you? I am the world. Why? Because God says you are the world and I believe him. Now you have to believe. The more you know in self-convinced that God runs the world, the more you fall back on the belief that God tells about you. How do you understand it? I don't understand it, but I believe. Comes out. And this is the two faculties. Therefore, it's, you could practice both because it's two different faculties. With your knowledge, you have to be aware all the time God has those. So therefore, don't worry. Leave it all up to God. If you're successful, don't boast, don't be arrogant because God gave it to you. If you're not successful, you failed. God made you to fail. Don't get depressed. God is around the world. So why are you then irresponsible? So God says in the Torah, you're responsible. Life and death are put in front of you, good and bad. Put it, please choose life, be good. And you get the word and punch. And you believe in God. So knowledge and belief is not a contradiction. Knowledge is one thing, belief is the other thing. And therefore, because my knowledge does not agree with it, therefore I have to fall back on belief. So far understood? Now comes the question, who is more the person? Who is the more essence of what you know or what you believe? Who is more the absolute essence, the experience of the person? Knowledge. But you know, it's more you. Belief is also, but it's, you don't see it that much, not just you. Most people, you ask them, do you have freedom of choice? Yes. Are you responsible? Yes. You know it, you believe it. I know it. There's two doors here. I know I could get up and I could choose to go out here, I could choose to go out there. Yes, I know. Is that right? No. God wants to go. God says where you're going to go out. Who loves, he makes everything. People who know that they have freedom of choice, they have a tendency of being arrogant because they have to really take responsibility. And arrogance brings in both ways. If you're successful, you're boasting. If you're not successful, you're bankrupt, then you're getting depressed because you're blaming yourself. Because you live your knowledge. If I want to comfort you and says, come on, God is surrounding the world, you're not responsible, this and this and that and that. If you do me a favor, you believe it. But the belief is never as strong as your knowledge. So your knowledge always comes back. But what is reality? Reality, I know God runs the world. That I know. So by nature, I'm humble. By nature, I'm not taking any credit and I'm not taking any discredit. I'm not getting depressed ever and I'm not getting boasting ever. Because God runs us. I'm just watching God's activities. So why are you responsible? Because I'm a believer. So it comes out, that's the right way to do. So why did God took the Bible when we came out of Egypt and before he gave us the Torah, he gave us responsibility, he went all the way to prove to us that he runs the world. The 10 plagues and it took us into the desert. And then he said, Ato Horei, so you have been shown the doubt to know the Shem Elohim, the Shem is God, the end of nothing else is running it. So you know it. How can you be ever arrogant? If you know God runs the world, you're always humble. You're backseat driver, you're not doing anything. So what are you doing? God says you're doing. You're responsible. You're great or not great. I believe it. The belief is always below the knowledge. So when you get the facts straight and you live the facts by the faculties which God gave you, you become a humble person by nature. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Das. He had the source of knowledge. He was the absolute knowledge. So knowledge brings you humbleness. The more you are aware who runs the world, the more humble you are by nature. You don't have to work on humility. The opposite, you have to work on taking responsibilities because God says so. Amunah, therefore we say tzaddik, but amunosa yichyeh. The righteous person is with his belief he lives. With my knowledge I don't live. With my knowledge I'm only existing. I'm a puppet. I'm a nothing. My knowledge is I'm a nothing. My belief says you're somebody. Because God says so. You're somebody. You get credit, you get discredit, and so on and so. So who am I? I'm only belief. In my sense. But if you go to my knowledge says I'm a nothing. I'm humble. So this is not taking any credit. So it comes out, in order to master humility, you just have to be practicing the Shloshim Tzedekim with 30 principle of belief. The first principle is, I believe it, so believe God is running the world, and since he loves other healer, also does everything that he does. So by that, there's no reason to be arrogant. There's no way that you could be arrogant. You can't take any credit and any discredit for anything. And that awareness automatically makes you into a natural, humble person. Later go to the Father. God gave you a Torah. And therefore you believe in the Torah. Therefore the Rambam, in the first mitzvah, it says, Yisoda is the foundation of all foundations. The Mudash HaChokmah is the pillars of all wisdom. It's laid out to know that Hashem runs the world. So Humansa, he puts into existence all existence. To know, that's the foundation of all. There's two foundations that a man stands on. One is knowledge and one is belief. What is the first foundation? Knowledge. What is knowledge? God runs the world and nobody else. By that I'm a natural, humble person. Now that the more I know that God runs the world, so who are you? Whatever God said about me. And I believe in that belief. So therefore the most of the superficial way of the philosophical thinking is to say that the knowledge and belief is contradictory. Whatever you know, you don't believe. Whatever you believe, you don't know. That is the opposite. The more you know, the more you have to fall back on belief. The more you know the reality that Hashem runs the world, the healer said nothing is being moved without Hashem, the more you have to fall back on the belief what Hashem says about you. So again, you ask, who am I? I'm zero. I'm absolutely nothing. I'm not responsible. It's all Hashem. If I don't know what it's going to be tomorrow, whatever it's going to be, it's all Hashem. So why are you mishtadl? Why are you doing effort? Why are you praying? Why are you doing? Why are you taking responsibility? Why are you blaming yourself? Why are you trying? Because God told me in the Torah that you're responsible. So I believe. So if it's tzaddik, by the way, all of this is belief. He takes action, takes things. And that's the real thing. That's the most practical way of doing it. People, you should know, the Gemara says, an arrogant person is not being tolerated by his family. Mishnah says, three things take the person out of his personality. Kina kovet v'tavet, gaiver. An arrogant person, he could be the smartest, he could be the handsomest, he could be the everything, he loses his everything, becomes like a fool. Why? Because he goes against reality. He just goes against reality. Arrogancy is against reality. There's nothing not to be arrogant, to begin with. That's a natural thing to be humble, if you face the truth. If you know Hashem runs the world, you are nothing. And if it's difficult to be a maimon, the more you know the truth, so why so worry about so Hashem runs the world anyhow? Oh, you have to have a lot of money, you have to have a lot of faith. I don't think too many. Anyone heard of the butterfly concept? No. Science came to the discovery that there's no energy gets lost in everything has an edge, right? So they followed the butterfly clocks in Beijing, and they traced it down 3.5 years later. Came a hurricane in the Caribbean island. So what does it show? That there must be an organized. Somebody controls the world. So how can you be arrogant? So I made like this. I made it. This is energy. This makes one of what kind of hurricanes in Japan. What it is, right? To be arrogant. Don't say something around the world. So came to Balshemta says, Hashgacha Prot is divine providence in every little detail. So one of the expression of the sign was, suppose there's sitting a pious man, sits out in the forest, and it's very hot, and he sits alone, and he says, oh, Hashem, please send a cool wind towards me. And oh, why? Hashem listens to his prayer, and a nice cool wind comes towards him. Now, the tree stands there, and the wind goes through those trees, and you see the leaves shaking. Now the question is, why those leaves are shaking? Is it leaves? God sent the wind to this tzaddik. I could understand. He answered his prayer. But why are those trees shaking? So we'd say, well, God doesn't interfere with nature. If a wind goes through a tree, it has to shake. What he did say, every shake and every movement. God does and has an address, the butterfly concept. So by sending a wind to this tzaddik, there's other million movements in that tree. And every movement of that has a purpose, which God is doing. Obviously, we don't begin to understand what is going on. So how can you be arrogant? Obviously, every leaf, however, there's a million things taken care of simultaneously. I happen to know one thing, that the wind came because the tzaddik has the wind. But there's other million activities involved which God is doing. So how can you be arrogant to begin with? When you see every movement, whatever you do, whatever it is, everything God. Everything is a consequence, orchestrated purpose and system. So there's no way that you could be arrogant if you're facing reality. It is a problem. The more you're facing God, become a total fatalist. You're not taking initiative and responsibilities at all. So therefore, you have to believe her. We know as a fact that we received Torah. God proved himself, spoke to us, and said that we experienced it. So we know we received Torah. So automatically I'm naturally humble. But what does the Torah say? Life and death, and good and bad, are put in front of you. You choose, in order you should be responsible. You get reward and punishment. Now it's appointed, do you believe? And if you believe, you take responsibility. But you can't be, you can't boast, you can't be arrogant about it, because your foundation is humbleness, because you know the reality.